Communities all over the country host ag safety events for kids. This year, kids will also learn coping strategies for stress on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the place to widen your personal and professional horizons.
Hey, you got to get off the farm once in a while, you know, get away from your farm and socialize with other farmers from across the country, talk to the representatives of all the companies that are here that support the show. It's high energy. It is high energy here.
See your future clearly at Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas, February 27th through 29th. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Nearly every state in the nation has one day during the year when communities offer a program to teach farm, ranch, and home safety to children ages 4 to 13. Progressive Agriculture Safety Days are sponsored by the Progressive Agriculture Foundation. There are dozens of topics to choose from, and each community chooses what fits the culture in their area. This year, a new topic is being added to the curriculum: mental health and dealing with stress. Farmers are stressed and their children are not immune to it. Jana Davidson is the organization's education content specialist.
Give them things like coping strategies to deal with stress, ways to understand their emotions, and then we also want to send home materials and resources for mom and dad to kind of keep those conversations going, make sure they're including the children on what's going on the farm or on the rural community.
She says they will address coping strategies with hands-on activities. For example, children will be asked to do a simple task and then change it up on them.
A good example, counting off by threes. Then we might say in two, we want you to clap. Then we want you to snap your finger. And then they get stressed out about that. They can't keep up. We start to watch them and then we can say, how can you handle this? And then we introduce some of those coping strategies. Maybe we'll make stress balls to use as a coping strategy when they are angry or they're upset or they're feeling stress.
Even if kids aren't feeling stressed now, they will at some point in their lives. Learning coping strategies early on will give them tools to use as they grow into adulthood. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Progressive Ag Safety Days at agriculture.com.